Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Tom Thibodeau, you're a good coach. Show us that you could be a great coach. Brunson, you're a star. Be a superstar tonight. Hey, Bridges, show us that we weren't dopes for giving up 5 first-round picks for you. Hey, Kat, great, fantastic. You scored a couple of points against the 6'7 Tobias Harris. How about you go out there and you absolutely dominate tonight? Nobody is bailing on the Knicks here. Let's understand this. Like, that's not what I've said at all. If you missed anything, first 2 hours, free Odyssey app. We'll get some Yankee stuff as well. Mets, BT and Sal, get to the calls. But the bottom line is, it's a fine line between not bailing and believing. And my belief in the Knicks has been, it was low at the beginning of the season when I was worried with some early warning flares, and it never really elevated pet. There were no real fluctuations. For me, that's what's interesting about the way I've dissected the season. I'm sure it's different for you. I get it. But I was on the record back in November. You guys know where I was. And I hope I'm proven wrong. I don't think I will be. But I hope I am. But usually, like, a season starts, there's kind of like the stock market. You know, up and down, little up, little down. Not necessarily the stock market. But, you know, in general, over a 10-year period. And I think that I have been very consistent emotionally and very consistent with what I view this team to be. And that is less than what I thought they would be. And tonight is a chance, not to prove anything to the dopey radio host here. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I do think they need to flex a little bit for Knicks fans, you know. Reward them with that conviction that Knicks fans have had more than me. Go out there, smoke them. The Pistons. I mean, come on. Not act like we're in the Eastern Conference Finals going up against the Cavaliers or, you know, previous years, previous Knicks teams, other powerhouse, Jordan. I mean, geez, it's the Pistons with one elite player and a bunch of tough guys who are playing over their heads right now, you know? So that has been worrisome. And when I flip on that TV tonight, full disclosure, I have no idea what I'm going to see. I just don't. If you think that you do, God bless you, then maybe you'd have a better read on these Knicks than I do. I don't know which team is showing up because I really haven't known what team is showing up all year. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's get back to you guys. Let me get Sal in Franklin Square. What up, Sal?
Hey, Anthony. Yeah, thanks for getting my call. Mm-hmm. My question was, I think Mitchell Robinson should play a little bit more. I think Josh Hart plays too much. I think we need some help with a rebound, a little more toughness.
Yeah.
That's my first question.
I agree. Like another issue is, I'm not necessarily with you. Now, the problem is they started to deploy early the hack of Mitch philosophy. And that's part of the reason why the Knicks shot 59% from the free throw, which is not good. But, yeah, I mean, you saw a little bit of Towns and Mitchell together, and maybe we'll see more of it tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, another issue is, I know it can't get fixed now, the bench is an issue this year. I think Leon Rose did a terrible job with the bench.
Yep, I agree with that. McBride, I do agree with that.
I think McBride actually regressed this year.
He definitely has.
But I still believe the Knicks will win the series.
Okay.
And my question is, if the Knicks do win but lose in 5 versus Boston, mm-hmm. Does the coach, does Tom still keep his job?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what I would do. I would hire Mike Malone. That's what I would do. I don't know what they're going to do. So I can't answer it the way you frame it. I could just kind of frame it my way and give you what's in my heart. And I'll tell you what I would do. I would hire somebody who right now is out of a job for some ridiculous reason, who's an NBA champion, who's 20 years younger, is part of the Knicks family. And that's Malone, who was born in Queens and went to Seton Hall Prep and is ready for the job. That's how I feel. You know, listen, the bench, and McBride's been hurt this year, which obviously has impacted his development. And I thought Deuce was going to be a beast this year. I have been, you listen to the show, I've been a big Deuce McBride fan for a while. But when you have a payroll, like right now the Knicks have the fourth highest payroll, all right? Next year, they've got the fifth highest payroll, and then the next year, the sixth highest. You know, there's some options and some things that are obviously fluid, but meaning you kind of are who you are when you're pegged into some of these salaries. And that's okay, provided you've got the right group of players, which is really the gist of the discussion. I don't think that they do. And I don't think that many of you think that they've got the perfect group of players to win a championship. Now, Karl-Anthony Towns, not a perfect player, good player, but next year he's making 53. The year after that, he's making 57. Then he's got a player option for 2027, 2028 at $61 million. That's a lot of money for a guy who is probably at his best. We can debate exactly who he is as a player. That's fair game. I understand there's a couple of ways to interpret his skill. And all of it's good. It's just, you know, how far do you go? But I think what's fairly hard to push back on is I think he's in his absolute prime. Like, I don't think that you're going to get better physically from Karl-Anthony Towns moving forward. I don't. I watch him move. He's not very fluid. He's getting older. He's not heavy fat, but he's carrying around a lot of body weight. That impacts the joints. I'm starting to see a guy who's a little slow to the hole. All right, so OG, 36 this year, 39.5 next year, 42.5 the year after that, 45.4 the year after that. And then in 28, 29, he's making 48.3. What can he do with that? Nothing. And I love OG, so I'm not looking to do anything, but then he got Jalen. And he's doing us a favor by taking 34 next year, 37 the year after that, 40 change, and then a player option, 28, 29 for 43. Bridges is on the hook for one more year next year, which is $25 million, and then he's officially free. But you're going to give up 5 first-round picks and let him walk? That's idiotic. Josh Hart, $20 million next year, $21 the next year, and then a team option for 2027, 2028. You know, Mitch is $12 million next year, no big deal. Deuce, remember he signed that $13 million deal cheap. You know, Kolek is making peanuts, some other guys. But the meat of the roster, like the main, when you look at like usage rate and minutes, I mean, those guys are making massive money and they're going to continue making big money. I mean, Chris and Crown, and that's fine if it's the right team. Chris and Crown Heights, what up, Chris?
Hey, what up, BT? Quick comment about Cat.
Uh-huh.
I understand the critiques that have gone on with him through the years, but I think sometimes we're throwing out the baby with the bathwater with him, especially if you look at last season. And, you know, we're New Yorkers, so we kind of don't always study everything outside of our city and whatnot. But, you know, last year, Game 7 against the defending champion and the reigning MVP, he's a high scorer in the game. He has 12 rebounds. He plays 39 minutes. He has a good game. And yep. He was very good in that series against Denver. And I always felt like that was going to kind of dispel his playoff narratives moving forward. But
Talking about Cat?
Yeah, talking about Cat.
Go ahead.
I feel like, you know, he can't seemingly shake this, like, shaky playoff player personality that he's had. Like, you know, up until this year, Randall didn't have, like, a playoff, like Cat's had yet.
Yeah. Yeah, but Randall's... But hold on one sec, Chris. True. Absolutely true. Randall was wildly inconsistent, which is one of the reasons you had to move on from him. And I like Jules. I love him, actually. But I knew you had to make that move. We all respect. He's a dog. I honestly wish that Cat had his dog and, you know, maybe Julius had a little more of his efficiency. Whatever. You can't fuse the two players. Point being that Karl-Anthony Towns, to me, the only way he's going to dispel whatever scouting report he gets is to play great on the biggest stage. And yes, he played very well against Denver in the semis. He played awful against the Mavericks in the conference championship. He was awful. He shot 24% from three, and he shot, like, I think it was like 37, 38% overall. He was invisible.
And I got to say, it was something I didn't quite understand compared to the series that had just come off of. So I can't argue with that. But I feel like the Knicks need Cat.
Yeah.
But they still need, like, if we could get back DiVincenzo, if we could get back, we just need a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Mikal Bridges to me. It's like that one move has put us in this weird place. Like, we don't make that trade. We still have five picks in the season. We could have traded for Butler. We could have traded
Devin Booker.
I mean, the world was always.
I'm with you. Did you like the trade when they first did it? Because, I mean, I was okay with it. I want to be fair to
it. I was stunned the number of picks. I was okay with it,
yeah.
But I felt like that was our team. We're all in. We're going full Nova.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
We're going to keep DiVincenzo. And so when they made the trade for Cat, which I always, you know, was always the rumor,
mm-hmm.
I felt like okay. Like, I understood there were I don't mean to get off on nothing, but like, I wish Tibbs would stick with this five out thing. If you trade it for all these guys and they're supposed to shoot threes,
mm-hmm.
and the offense is supposed to be better, then let the offense be better.
Yeah.
Like, I still feel like sometimes we get bogged down in the same offense we were running last year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, these guys should be shooting.
You make good points, Chris. I know you know the game, buddy. Hey, enjoy the game tonight, okay?
Thank you.
You got it, Chris. It's a good call right there. See, here you go. We'll talk. Let's go. Al's in Keyport. What up, Al?
What's up? How are you? Thank you. You sound good. Towns, he don't take it serious. It is what it is. He thinks he's way better than he is. That he's like, he's good when it's easy, and he's not too good when it's hard. You know what I mean? He don't get going. When it's going gets tough, he doesn't get going. That's what it is. He just doesn't. The one day he shows up at the press conference with the sunglasses on, laying back like he conquered the world. It was a joke. You know what I mean?
He wore them the other night after the loss. I mean, listen, Al, I don't know how old you are. You don't even have to tell me.
I'm 74.
Yeah, all right. God bless you, man. Love it.
Oh. I was at the old garden.
So was my dad. So was my dad.
Yeah.
So was my dad at the old garden. Oh, yeah, of course. But just to finish the thought, you know, what is unacceptable or turn off to you, whether it's the sunglasses or a style or whatever?
It's the play, too, but...
No, 100%. Well, it's all derived from poor play. I mean, if he's putting up 41 and 17 rebounds like Shaq, you can go up there naked, nobody cares. But
yeah.
I get it. But I don't react. I don't mind that because that's the modern athlete.
I don't either, but it's...
But you said it. No, it bothers you, though. Al, for you to say it, it obviously bothers you. You're like, wow, he's up there with... Al, you said he's up there with the sunglasses, thinking who he is. So,
yeah.
Obviously, it bothers you.
That's part of it. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
He shouldn't be begging for the ball 23 feet from the basket, proclaiming he's the best outside shooter. He should be down low, causing trouble.
I'm with you on that.
They have no inside presence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know that part. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the
guys
call, buddy.
Get lost on the court, everything.
Yep, I got you. Thank you for the call there, Al. Hey, here's the here's the very simple message for Carl Anthony.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Town tonight. Pack your ass in the paint. Post up and get to work. And once you start getting in a rhythm and you start getting to the free throw line, you get a couple of bunnies, a couple of up and unders, maybe dunk a few. Now you start to expand outward. Work from the inside out, not the outside in. Let's try that tonight. I know D-Rod wanted to chime in on the A-Rod stuff from before. D-Rod, down in Florida on the Free Odyssey app. What's going on, bud?
DT, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Ready for tonight. Time's moving slow. A little bit of everything, but I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm still alive, so I'm happy. I appreciate that.
Nice.
And our thoughts out to Sal and what are you going through right now. So
100%.
Hope that works out for him.
No question.
Yeah. Hey, I wondered two things about, one thing about Aaron Judge, another thing about your fancy words. Not to say, that, you know, I'm an English communication double major. Ooh. And so when I hear these words, I get all tingly inside. But I will say the one word that you are good with, or like one of your favorite words, would be surmise.
Yes.
You say that quite a bit.
I do. I admit that. I will own that. That is true. I lean
and
on that a little
bit. It's not a bad thing. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing. It's good. But again, using these, don't let the haters and everyone, you use these words, right?
Because
when you
right.
use these words, you're not being grandiloquent. That's my favorite fancy word. So I just wanted to give that one to you.
You got me on that one. I'll tell you it's a compliment. Meanwhile, you could have just dissed me. I don't even know that word, but I know you meant that. I think you meant it favorably.
Yeah, it's a good word.
I'm going to get back to this little word, this word issue in a minute. But continue your thought there, D-Rod.
Sure. I appreciate you. Aaron Judge, I know the Yankees are off today. I know we were talking about basketball, but I'll tell you, I can't, you know, I mean, this guy is, you know, he's two MVPs. I just saw a stat today that you know, it's like Mantle, Berra, and Joe D. Only Yankees with three MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Judge is headed that way this year.
Yes.
And if it weren't for Altuve and his little buzzer. Yeah, exactly. And Ohtani, he'd have at least three right now, if not four.
Yeah, I know. I mean, now, you can also say, like, well, if Mattingly wasn't screwed by the writers in 86, and Roger Clemens as a pitcher wanted, and Mattingly would have wanted like he should have, and he would have gone back-to-back like he did, like 85 and 86, maybe he's in the Hall of Fame. Like, there's always ways to look at the pen, if this happened, if that happened. But what you said is absolutely true. I mean, it would be a God forbid if he gets hurt, or a colossal right. implosion. He's going to win the MVP this year. Now you talk about four, he started getting a neighborhood of five.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. He is magnificent.
And the thing is about, and can I tell you the last thing if I could?
Yeah.
With Ohtani, you know, everyone's going nuts, 50 home runs, 50, and that's fantastic. But he's a DH.
I know.
He's not, you know, and then everyone's knocking Judge for playing center field. That, and that's fine. Whether you play a good center field, bad, or whatever you play, at least you're on the field. You're out there every day sweating 90 degrees.
Yeah, there's
and
more
that's
value.
Gonna knock your offensive numbers.
No, yeah. D-Rod, I get it. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you chiming in from Florida. Free Odyssey app. If you guys missed anything there or here, just hit rewind. No, Judge was, I remember Sal and I was yelling at each other about this. Judge was awful in center field. He was not a good center fielder last year. He's just not. He was not, and not just because of the World Series or the pop-up. All the numbers support it, played poorly, but he's back where he should be. And he still moves, still goes first to third, can still score from first on a double in the gaps, got a good arm. Yeah, he's just, he really is ridiculous, man. He's just, it seems like he's getting better. So he brought up the whole word thing. So I'm driving in today, minding my own business, listening to Boomer and Geo, getting into Jerry's update. Generally, when I get into the car, I love Jerry's updates. You know, I listen to the guys. Not every second. I throw a little music on to wake up here and there. Like I caught their box bit yesterday about the boxes and women with boxes. Well, how they assemble the boxes or throw the boxes out. That was funny. Now, I like those guys a lot. I genuinely do. But now, I got callers calling in with lists of words that I use. Okay. And, you know, commiserate's been on that list, dilution, augment, extrapolate, stagnation, usurp, poignant, galvanize, imploring. So, a couple things here. All right, to the word police. Number one, take a hike. All right, because it ain't changing. All right? My dad paid money for private school, and we weren't rich. All right, so if I learn stuff, I'm going to flex on it, all right? Now, here's how you can tell if it's an act. I'm going to let you in on something. Like, if it's natural. Now, I admit, Matt, that was awful. You know, I didn't have a great appreciation for geography until I got older, or even politics and world events. But one thing that always came kind of natural was reading in words. Why? I don't know, but it just did. But you can tell when somebody's trying to say, and I'm certainly not trying to sound smart. It's just part of my natural flow. I'm like this off the air and on, whatever, take it, believe it, don't. When you hear somebody mispronounce a word that they, and I don't mean like stumble because I say, you know, 977,000 words in a 4-hour show where you just stumble over your lips or your tongue gets in the way because you're a human being, not a robot. I mean, when you improperly insert and the context of the word or you just mispronounce it. So it's either a misuse or a mispronunciation. I cringe when I hear that. And I got news for you. I hear it on the station once in a while. But I'm not the word police. I don't say anything. I don't. Number one. Number two, when you tell, and how you can tell that somebody's trying to sound like the smartest person in the room without really the knowledge to back it up, is when they constantly, there's hesitations before the word comes in. That means they are searching for the word to try to sound smart. Let me give you an example. You know, listen, I got to be honest with you. I don't know what the Knicks are doing. I really don't, but I've watched every single game this year, and I can only extrapolate that I don't think that they're going to win the championship. See what I'm saying? So don't hate the guy who's using it properly. Now, I'm going to take this the wrong way, Hoff. You might, but it's okay. I'm going to immediately bypass Hoff here. My audience on this particular issue is Dove. Open up your mic, sir.
Got it.
Thank you. You have heard this banter back and forth. You have heard the verbal crimes levied against me. Who doesn't bother anybody? I don't start trouble. I don't look for trouble. I am who I am. What is your opinion of how I use words, and do you think I should change it? Not that I would, but I'm just curious what you think, because you are a man of intelligence.
Truth is, I didn't notice that using these big words than I expected, so it didn't take me by surprise to think we should change it.
Yeah, because you're a well-read man. That's why.
No, because they're actually not that big a deal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I agree with that. I do agree with that part and continue. So if you believe that, then you're obviously saying you got to remain true to who you are.
Well, it's not. It's the way you speak.
Yes.
I know what he wants.
Yes. Yes. It's funny, the guy actually called the morning show today and had a list, and I was laughing, because I will give you this. There are some words that I do lean on. Like, everybody's got crutches, man. Whether it's a mannerism, whether it's a delivery, like an intonation, whatever it might be, that's called, like, communication, you know? But I surmise is a word that I go to that one a little bit in the back pocket. Not that it's a big word. I think I knew what the word surmise meant when I was 10. But, you know, that one, I do grab that one pretty frequently. Like, all right, guilty, I guess. I do use extrapolate here and there. Hop, is there a word that pops out to you that I use a little bit too often?
Lindor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, some people didn't think I used it enough.
No, nothing in particular.
Nothing? Does usurp bother you? That's kind of a new one that I've been throwing in there the last couple of months.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that one as much.
Okay. Galvanize or galvanization? Poignant?
Well, galvanization versus galvanize is more. To say yes. Something galvanizes is fine.
Everybody could say that.
Galvanization, yes. That pushes it.
Now, you see, this is my guy right here. If you drank, I like to sit down and have I can relate to this man right here with this. Probably with nothing else, but you are right. Very similar words, but galvanization, that's a next level right there. That's a 950 OPS, not
Evan
a 790.
Attempt.
I'd love to sit down and watch you two discuss high-level words at a bar. That'd be to me, as fascinating as watching paint dry.
Or as fascinating as watching Evan score his games?
You know who scores games? Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is a turd. Tom Hanks, get lost. Tom Hanks.
Why? Because he was at the Mets game, not
He's
the Yankee game?
No. I know he was at the Mets game. Oh.
Yeah, he's scoring games.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets had a lot of celebrities the other day.
No, I'm not. I'm just not hating on the Mets. Mets look awesome.
He's a Mets
fan all of a sudden, Tom Hanks?
I also saw him at the Dodgers game not too long ago, too. So.
Exactly. So let's see when the Mets and the Dodgers play. Who was he rooting for last year? Dodgers? Guarantee he wasn't rooting for the
Mets.
No,
he was there on Dodgers opening day.
No, I know, but like last year, I'm sure he's L.A.-based. Maybe he has a place here as well. Maybe a place in London, whatever. But like, you're telling me that he wasn't rooting for the Dodgers? He wasn't more into the Dodgers than the Mets?
He's not rooting for the Yankees.
We don't want him. I got news for you. I don't want Tom Hanks anywhere near the Yankees. Take a hike, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks hasn't been good in 15 years. Tom Hanks.
You're talking
lost.
Trash about Woody?
I do like that. That
yeah,
was,
exactly.
That was, well, how long ago was that Toy Story?
I mean, there's got 17 different versions of it now.
I like them all. I admit, that was good. That was really good. That was a witty, I mean, he voiced it very well, but that was just a witty, well-thought-out premise. Because we could all relate to it. Like the Army figure, some of the toys coming alive. Oh, it was actually really good. Tom Hanks, though. Yeah. If he calls up for Yankee tickets, tell him to get lost. Not interested.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Just did.
BT told you.
Mm.
Use a big word, though. You gotta use a big word when denying him. Tom.
Rebuff? That's not big
suck
enough.
It.
But suck it. Okay. Triple A. See, you let the lion out of the cage for a second. You get a little bit more than you need. Former major leaguer absolutely skewering Met fans here. I got to react to that as well. I got something on St. John's. I'll drop that on you in a minute. Let's get back to you, though. Frank's in White Plains. What's up, Frank?
How you doing, guys? Great show, guys, as always.
Okay, thank
Listen,
you.
about New York Knicks, I'm a diehard Knicks fan, you know.
Oh, yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
And I tell you one thing about this team. This team, I wish not to say this, but it's no championship team. You know that.
Yeah.
Even when they, even last year, I'm telling you, something was better last year than this year. Even throughout the season, I know they give us good season and all this stuff, but I'm telling you, something was missing almost all season. And that is another thing. Jim Dolan, I'm going to put blame on him as usual again. Hmm. Jim Dolan, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Long as Madison Square Garden is full with the fans. With the fans, he's just keep going.
Frank, hold on. I honestly, I don't think that's fair. I mean, there was definitely for Dolan. I mean, I'm with you on the actual on the actual team stuff. I mean, there was a time and a place where James Dolan was target number one, public enemy number one. I mean, and he, we always, you know, talked about like, why can't, how are the Rangers good? I mean, not this year. And how are the Knicks such trash? Like, why the inconsistency? Why the imbalance? Well, I got to let you go. I think a lot of, thanks for the call. I think a lot of the things that we always complained about with James Dolan, he's changed. There is consistency. There is stability. You know, there's no drama. I mean, they're not a perfect franchise, obviously, because they haven't won, and I don't think they're going to win this year. But, I mean, damn, back-to-back 50 wins. I got to defend the Knicks here, and I've got to defend the owner a little bit. I mean, he has learned to at least read the room a little bit. Now, what's going to be really revealing is if they were to lose this series. Like, if they win this series, and they, even if they play terribly against the Celtics, maybe win once, but the other games are fairly non-competitive, then I think for him, I think it's an easy call. Thibs has, or Tom Thibodeau has 4 years to go on his contract. He's not getting rid of him. I'm saying I would, but he won't. But if they lose this series, you know, I wonder if the impatient, at times petulant James Dolan reemerges and he does something that he might have to do. Mark's in Oceanside on the fan. Hey, Mark.
I'm happy to be speaking to the rather erudite BT.
Ooh, look at this.
Now, BT,
yes.
I want to give you something to capitulate.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
I got you.
And I'm no more playing around.
I got
okay.
you.
Most, if we talk about team sports, we always want to look at, is the sum greater than the whole of the parts? And if you looked at last year's Met team, they produced more than the talent they had because they were a wonderful team.
Yep. I agree with that.
Okay. With the Knicks, the parts don't fit together beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's like everybody says, it's Cat's fault. Oh, it's Jalen Brunson's. Oh, it's the coach. I don't think this team, the parts fit well. I mean, it's just, if you watch the offense, for all the talent they have, there's never a nice flow where for a whole quarter, unless they're playing Washington or Toronto, mm-hmm. where they flow for a quarter.
Yeah.
It's always choppy. You have Bridges who's on and off, standing around, you know, at top of the key.
Yep.
You have Jalen sometimes needing to go one-on-one and ignoring Cat. Cat sometimes looking like he wants to play point guard at the top of the key. I just don't think they fit together.
But Mark, I think that you're right, but isn't that the job of the coach to get them more in sync?
I think that's part of the job of the coach, but sometimes the team has to fit together well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having five good outfielders on a team and a weak infield. No. It's ill-fitting.
Yep.
And I think that you can have, you can win a championship with Jalen Brunson and you can win a championship with Cat around the right. Together with them both being defensively challenged, it makes it really hard. And again, Bridges, who I think is a pretty good player. I mean, I don't think the Knicks could get two first-round picks for him if they traded him in the offseason. How they paid for that, five picks for this guy. But he doesn't fit in well with his team.
No. Standing around. I mean, can you do something where it's like a Bridges and a McBride and a future one, whatever they have left? I mean, maybe, and then maybe get Durant, too. Who knows? I mean, the thing that stinks, and Mark, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. They're not going to be in play for Giannis. I guaranteed Giannis is not on the Bucks next year. Damian Lillard just had his Achilles shredded. He's out for a year. They weren't good anyway. You know, he's got a couple of years left of whatever remains of his absolute prime. If Milwaukee's going nowhere, Magic getting better, Celtics are really good, Cavs are really good, Knicks are obviously good, not as good as we want, but really good. Magic getting better, as I said. Pacers are a handful at this point. The Pistons are on the come with Cunningham. So, I mean, Milwaukee's got to read the room. There's no way that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be on the Bucks next year. There's no way. And the worst part about this, and get ready for this here, Knick fans, you know who's going to be involved with him? The Nets. The Nets. Now, that doesn't guarantee that the Nets, with Giannis, get past where the Knicks are now. But would you rather have Giannis on this team, or would you rather have, you know, the Bridges situation? Yeah, I know my answer. But they won't be in play because they gave up everything that they have. 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the calls here. That the former player said something about the... it's about Met fans, but it's actually about the whole Yankee-Met dynamic. I think you guys will enjoy that. I told you something about St. John's. I know I spent a ton of time on this, but this is awesome. I mean, what's happened to St. John's since Patino got here is nothing short of miraculous. Like, if you told me at any point of all the years I've done the games that St. John's would be preseason top five, which, by the way, they are right now, I just wouldn't believe you, because I saw so many different attempts to revive the program fail. But how about this? So this broke earlier today. St. John's is joining the CBS Sports Classic, and we'll play, you ready? We'll play the Kentucky Wildcats this season. How great is that? And it's a field of four. You've got Ohio State, you've got North Carolina, you've got Kentucky, and you've got St. John's. And I guess UCLA bowed out. St. John's was asked. It was either between UConn or St. John's. I don't know how they came up with St. John's, but I don't really care. St. John's is in it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, the roster, it's ridiculous what they've done. I mean, they signed the kid yesterday, right? I believe there are 13 scholarships now. And it's funny because Rick said he was going to bypass the high school route and just go the portal route, which primarily he has. And they've absolutely destroyed the portal. They couldn't shoot last year. That's never happened again, wonder Rick. Watch. I mean, it's ridiculous. But he did change his tune, and he got a kid yesterday, I think it was yesterday, who is a top 75 four-star recruit, guard. Creighton offered him, Marquette offered him. Like, good schools wanted him. And he's coming to St. John's. And it's like back in the day, that would have been the power move. Now it's like, okay, he's the 10th man. It's absolutely insane. So St. John's continues to make noise. As a matter of fact, St. John's, there was a point, St. John's could not make noise during the season. There was a point early in the portal where they were controlling the news cycle after the season. Back paid stuff. You know, it's just been a lot of fun. So that's going to be next year. I believe it's December. Do I have the date? It's December 20th. It's down in Atlanta. And I'll be down there for it, so it should be a lot of fun. Ohio State, Carolina, and Kentucky will play St. John's. That is money. 888-808-1019. Pete's in Parambis. BT and Sal on the fan. What's up, Pete?
Hey, how you doing, BT?
All right, Pete. How you doing?
Great to talk to you, man. I wish Sal was there, but I know he's got stuff to deal with.
No question.
So just to follow up on your St. John's stuff, you may like this, you may not.
Yeah.
I know Tibbs isn't high on your list. I think if you could remove him now, it seems like you probably would and replace him.
Yes, I would.
Two candidates, if they do move on from Tibbs, what do you think about Jay Wright, number one? And what about Rick Pitino? I know you'd hate to see him leave St. John's, but, could you imagine Pitino coming back to coach this Knicks team?
You want the honest answer? Yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
Because I actually asked him. I asked him. Now, first let me address Jay. I just don't think that Jay wants any part of this racket anymore, man. You're Jay Wright. You're on TV. Good-looking guy. Suited up. I mean, you made a ton of money. You're a Hall of Famer. National championships. You could just, go and make $150,000, speak in front of a company, a couple of hundred people, show up, go on TV, make good money. Now, maybe he gets bored with that and he wants to coach again. But I know he's fed up with the college game, which is pretty much why he bounced. And I don't know how effective he would be in the NBA. I'm not saying he wouldn't be. And obviously with the Knicks and the Villanova backdrop, you'd give it more of a success rate than not. But I don't think that that's going to happen. Certainly, I'm not going to say certainly, because it wouldn't stun me if and when Jay either gets offered a Knicks job or the Sixers job, because, you know, being from Philly, that's Jay. Let me actually tell you what Rick told me. And this was in Providence, late December. It was right before Christmas. We did the game. It was an 8:30 tip on a Friday night. And I was, rather than just drive home that night and, you know, get back to New Jersey at like 3 or 4 in the morning, you know, I had the school get me a hotel. I spent the night, whatever. I was telling Sal this the day after, but this is the Rick part about the Knicks. And I'm like, I might as well go to the bar, have a drink or two. And Rick was there because he was going to fly to Miami to be with his family for Christmas. So I didn't, even though I did, even though I had done some TV shows with him, I didn't really know. We'd have a real, like, off-camera rapport, and I didn't want to bother him. You know, like, he's coach, you know, fans are going up there. I'm like, I'm just going to leave him alone. But finally, it started to disperse the crowd. Too big of a word. And I'm like, you know, I'm going over to talk to him. I hung out with him for 4 hours. We closed the bar. Right, that's the short version. And in the conversation, and what am I, a top three night for me. Maybe not for him, but it was unbelievable. Talking about coaching Ewing. I mean, come on. You know my age. You know what I grew up with. You know who I love. Imagine sitting there banging back drinks with Rick. And by the way, he picked up every one of them. Not that I didn't try. He just wouldn't let me. Your money's not good here, son. Pretty much like the Godfather touching my hand, putting the, as I went for my card. Talking about Ewing and Mark Jackson and even Bernard King when he was on Hubie's staff. Like, it was heaven for me as a massive sports fan, Nick fan, St. John's guy. And I asked him, I said, as a coach, I said, could you coach in the NBA still? I straight up asked him. Not about the Knicks, just in general. He said, no, no way. I said, why not? He said, you see me coach, right? I said, yeah. He said, look at me every single possession. Next time you really watch me and you're doing the game, study me more. He's like, I don't sit. And I don't stop communicating. I'm like, well, that's, I'm saying, I said, yeah, that's one of the reasons why you're Rick Pitino. But his point was, because he wound up furthering it, he's like, you can't coach with that energy in the NBA because there's too many games. And it's less about the players buying into the message and more about him just not having the energy to do that aspect of the job. So even if the Knicks were to lose tonight and they were to lose Game 7, which at Game 7 is unfathomable to lose that at the Garden, but you say if they did, and even if the Knicks called Rick Pitino, I'm going to take him at his word. I mean, I really don't think he thinks that he can coach with the energy required to, for him to be himself at that level. He told me. Nah, I could change their mind, but just telling you what he told me. 888-808-1019. Stevie's in Stamford, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, BT?
Good.
So you and I kind of switch where we like the same three teams in the major sports, and then we switch with you, St. John's, and me, UConn. Ooh. I actually called you before they lost, and I said, yeah, I'm a UConn grad and season ticket holder at Stores. I told you, I said, look, this isn't going to be UConn's year. It can't always be UConn. Like, and I'll tell you, this year with the additions we got, everyone talks about St. John's. Us getting Silas Demery to run the point,
yep,
which was our weak spot last year.
Yep.
We are and getting a lot of the additions now. Caravan's back.
I know.
We are going to be real. We're going to be really good. So those are going to be great battles.
Both will be top 10 coming in. Both could be top 5. I know St. John's is going to be top 5. UConn could be if they're not in the top 5, they're just outside. I agree. Last year was not a vintage team.
No, they are going to be top 5 this year. And again, and I love the Hurley. I can't love, and Hurley's the same way with not being able to coach in the NBA, why he turned down the Laker job.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same possession by possession energy as Pitino gave you.
Yes.
So I'm just saying this too. One point, and then I want to hit the Knicks real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
On UConn. So I just want someone else in the Big East, and it looks like St. John's. Just go deep. I don't think you're going to win because I think we're going to win. It's going to be 3 out of 4.
Mm.
But I just want someone else to actually make an imprint and actually go to a final game. Like, if you're going to be this good, I just don't want to hear about it in the portal, right? I know Rick Pitino can win the off season.
Yep.
Let's see him win the on season
at
St. John's, because that's something that UConn's, you know, we've held that flag.
That's true.
As the only team in the Big East since Jay Wright.
You're right,
so,
man.
So let's see someone else go deep.
Steve, I respect that. I don't want to get too much into it because it's not basketball, but I hear, you know what? You're not wrong. They have planted the flag. UConn has been, they've kept the Big East afloat in terms of that national profile. And now they're still going to be there, but now it's St. John's turn. It started last year, and it needs to continue even more this year. I agree with you. I do.
Yeah, we're on the same page there. And now to the teams that we, because I'm a big Yankee Knick guy, mm-hmm. but to the Knicks, what I want to see tonight is I want to see grit. And they played at the games in Detroit, they played with a different level of tenacity. And I happen to have seen two Piston Knick games live this year. And that's why I did not want the Pistons, because they've killed us. We've been unable to stop Cade Cunningham. I think Bridges has been terrible against some OG better. But I want to see that grit, that fire, the kind of like a little that we were missing with losing Dante. I want to see that grit and fire and tenacity tonight, because I don't think we're coming back to the Garden. I also don't think we have a chance against Boston, but I do think we're going to win today in Detroit, because they show tenacity on the road that they sometimes don't show in MSG.
Okay, but what's the reason for it?
Well, I think part of it is the team, right? I mean, when we got Towns, and I was 100% believer, I love Towns, and you had to make that trade, and you weren't going to get him for just Randall. Yeah. So I understand having to give up Dante, but Leon Rose, who I think is the best GM of my lifetime, and about your age, has not had a full season. That cat trade was right before the deadline. So he didn't have any time to add those 3-and-D tenacity, those Caldwell Pope yep. kind of players.
Yep.
You know, the Dante kind of players. He didn't have an offseason to build around this core five yet. So I really think that this isn't our year, unfortunately. I wish to God it was. And I think we need to give Leon Rose an offseason to now build around this core and add those 3-and-D dog, tenacious veterans to kind of round out our roster.
Listen, Steve.
Right now, I just...
Yep. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish up your thought. You're good.
No, I was just going to say, I don't think that this is our year. And I wish.
Oh, that was my fault. My thumb actually twitched there. It was weird. I didn't mean to hang up on him. I had my hand on the computer, and my thumb involuntarily just moved. It was weird.
A Freudian slip? You really wanted him off the air?
No. Good caller. No, I really just. My thumb just jumped. I don't know. There's something to be said for the haste in which this Knick team was thrown together. You had to make the move. You had a chance to make it right before camp. All right. It's an entire season. We're not sitting here in December, even though I was alarmed, worried how they looked early in the season. You know, and you guys know that. But even I was, a piece of me was like, all right, let's give them a little more time here. They played 82 games. I mean, that you're supposed to be more in tune here. John's on Mattisquan. John, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good, good. What's up?
I wanted to jump in real quick. I know you guys a couple segments ago were talking about Judge batting average versus the steroid error, home runs, things along those lines. And I wanted to just get you guys' opinion on...
You're recording Nicole? Are you recording Nicole there?
I was trying to listen to my friend here.
Being recorded.
What? So I'll take it off.
Okay. Okay, John. Seems fishy. Go ahead. Is he gone? So, Dove, what is that? Can you explain? What
I would suspect, I can't know for sure. I would suspect he's trying to record the call.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
And when he did it on his computer, the automated voice said, this is being recorded.
Yeah. So he's just trying to record it and have it for the annals. Like every time he maybe calls the fan, he tries to do that.
Like he used to do.
I did do that once on a little tape. I absolutely did.
Correct.
I did. I called the fan twice. Once it was Richard. Both I think were Richard Neer. Now that I think, one was definitely Richard Neer, and he gave me like 6 seconds. He's like, get off the air, idiot. Where did I told you I was up at Marist. I could barely hear it, 660, but I could still get it, and I'd fall asleep to it. Much to the chagrin of my ex-college girlfriend. Tough. We're falling asleep with the radio. I listen to the fan. And I call them up, and I'm like, we got to get some help for Ewing. Even back, swear to God. I'm like, and you know I love Mullen. I'm like, we got to get Chris Mullen. We have to get Chris Mullen. And that's all I got out. And all I hear is like, when you get disconnected from it, and he's like, yeah, like the Warriors are just going to give you Chris Mullen. Okay, whatever. And then he just moved on. Yeah. And the other time, it was like a Saturday morning. I think I was a lot younger than that. I could probably just research the year and I would have my answer. But I was definitely younger than when I called about the Mullen Ewing thing. I feel like Richard was talking about Nancy Lieberman playing in the NBA. And I'm like, you're nuts, dude. Play in the NBA? What? I didn't get a whole lot of time with that either. I guess Richard Neer didn't like me. It's all right. It's all right, man. Try to call this show. We get paid back near. Now I got the mic more than you.
And twitchy thumb.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.